Hello, this is Ted Hayes, and the name of the program is Ted Hayes Remembers. Harold Weinberg died on this date in 1989 after a courageous battle with cancer. He was only in his 60s, but while other people lived longer, very few lived as well or as full a life as Harold Weinberg. Two things stand out when you think of Harold Weinberg, and that's his love of sports, especially the Knox Redskins, and his store in Toto. Mary Lynn Armando Ritchie and Harold Welter are going to help me today with this remembrance of Harold Weinberg. Mary Lynn was only 14 years old. She was only a kid when she went to work at Weinberg's store on the weekends, and that began a 25-year career with the man she called one of the greatest influences on her life. Harold had the permanent help, people like Donna Shadalek, Rick Frenelli, Bill Bailey, Jim Landrum, Raleigh Rock, Hyman Smith, and Eber White. I hope I didn't miss any. And then he had his kids. The kids were the girls and boys that Harold loved to be around. There were the girls, and then there were the boys, primarily Knox High School athletes.
On Saturday mornings, it was kind of a funny story because you always knew where Harold was going to be. The girls, the young girls that worked there, had to do the sweeping, mopping, the snack bar. But guess what? The guys got to rehash all the ball games from the weekend with Harold for hours. And Harold go, "Oh, come up here, girls, take care of this," because he wanted to talk to the boys, which we all, at the time, we didn't laugh. We're like, oh. But that's just how he was. He wanted to hear those stories.
To all who worked at Weinberg's, it was a wonderful place, a magical place with two characters that owned the store, Harold and his sister Rosie. The pair loved each other, but at times they could really squabble.
They took care of each other. They were each other's best friend. They were good for each other.
Then there were Joey's kids, who Uncle Harold loved as his own, especially Jerry, who he took under his wing. Harold Welter and I had occasion to interview Harold Weinberg only weeks before his death.
Harold, let me talk to you a little bit about just some things in general. You have been noted as a rabid fan of the Knox Redskins for a long, long time, but you weren't always a Knox Redskin. Right? You graduated from Knox High School, but didn't you go to the old Center High School?
Center School, yes. When Center burnt down, going to Knox, like, the whole junior class got together and decided to quit school. Rather than moving to Knox. But some of our parents had different ideas.
After graduating from high school, because World War II was going on, Harold joined the Navy.
I was 3 years in the a little over 3 years in the Navy.
Forget that was in the wartime.
South Pacific, on Guadalcanal, Saipan, Philippines, a lot of other places. And then I decided to go to school in New York and ran out of money. So I decided to finish up at Roosevelt College. I spent 2 weeks there and couldn't take it, so I quit.
When he came back from the service, he went to school in New York.
Yes, I went to school in New York City, and I stayed in business administration, but my secret ambition was to be a basketball coach.
In retrospect, do you think you would have been a good one?
Oh, I think so. If I had a 218 record, I'd have committed suicide.
A lot of people will remember that Weinberg's was closed on Tuesday because that was Harold's buying day in Chicago.
Typical Tuesday, I'd stop off at about 10 places that specialize in closeouts, and calls I'd get that stores would want to get rid of something that they're stuck with or overstocked, and people I'd know, and different look around, make phone calls. And I average Tuesday, I'd say 20 calls. After 6 o'clock, a lot of fun. I used to make the Rush Street scene for 30 years.
Harold Weinberg, store owner, sports fan, loved to play cards, was on the school board at one time, gave hundreds of youngsters a chance to work. I think, though, Mary Lynn, even though a little choked up, gave the best description of Harold.
Sweetest, kindest, most giving man that I've ever been around. Actually, Harold did a lot of things for the community that people knew about. But at Harold's funeral, Rose and I were there. A lot of people were there, and there were people that came up to us and just told Rose stories to make her, you know, think what Harold did that people didn't know about. We heard stories about Harold buying glasses for people. People that they may have called him and said, I couldn't pay my utility bill this month. Paying their bills. Food, groceries. He'd drop off a bag of groceries and say, you know, this is between us. That was the kind of person. He didn't want people knowing and say, thank you, you're so wonderful. He wanted it because it was from his heart. And that's the person Harold was.
As Marilyn said off mic, they broke the mold after creating Harold. I'm Ted Hayes. Hope you enjoyed the show today. I'll be back next Friday with another Ted Hayes Remembers. Have a great weekend.